Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have.
How many people know we never would have made it without him?
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
How many people know we never would have made it without the Lord? Good evening, all of you in Blog Talk Radio Land. I'm Pastor Bruce E. Rivers of the Mount Moriah First Baptist Church in the Central Valley in Cali, in Dos Palos, California. And I'm your host, moderator for the debut show of The Men at the Well. How many people know, man, men got to go to the well too? We thank God for you being with us on our inaugural show. And our show is sponsored by Tribe Family Channel, and The Men at the Well is produced by Brother Bruce George, the co-founder of Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO, and the founder of the Genius is Common movement. I'm honored to be here today with you, starting off our inaugural show. We've got a doozy, amen? We've got some people I know, people out there might understand. This is not old school, this is true school. Amen. Somebody say amen. I want to introduce you to my guests. I believe some they're on the line. First of all, I want to introduce you to Mr. Lamont McLemore. Lamont, Mr. Lamont, are you there?
I'm here.
Amen. Some of you might know that name. He's an American vocalist. He was one of the founding members of the Fifth Dimension. Everybody remember the Fifth Dimension? Up, up, and away. Amen. And all the other good songs that they did in my time as a youngster. Amen. He was a popular vocal group from the 1960s and early 70s. In 2014, Mr. McLemore wrote and published his autobiography with Robin Allen Arnold, From the Hobo Flats to the Fifth Dimension. I got to get that. I missed that one. Amen. I'll get that, Brother Lamont. A life in baseball, photography, and music. And you might also remember, those of us that remember Jet Magazine. Y'all remember Jet Magazine, right? Mr. Lamont took a lot of those wonderful pictures in Jet Magazine, a great accomplished photographer. And we'll give you his website. He'll give you his website information so you can go and follow him a little later on. Also, I want to bring Mr. Sonny Turner. Are you on the line? Mr. Sonny's not with us just yet, but I'll get back to him as he comes in. And we got another one of those great, great singers from that same time frame, Mr. Merle Bubba Knight. Y'all know Bubba. Bubba, you on the line?
Woo-woo!
You know what that was? That was that Gladys Knight, the Pimp stuff, amen? He's an American R&B singer, best known as the member of the Pimps with Gladys Knight, and the older brother of lead singer Gladys Knight. Gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the Men
thank
at the
you.
Well. Amen. We're so honored to have you. Amen?
Well, thank you.
Amen. I want to, since we got to feel our way, I want to give you some housekeeping. You know, it's Blog Talk Radio. If we happen to lose you, just call right back, amen? so we can
Amen.
Keep going on until the show ends. We want to give the people the understanding of what we're doing. Amen. Our roundtable discussion, talking about overcoming adversity. And I know you men have had adversity, as have I, but it's not about me, it's about you. And I want you to briefly expound and share upon your life's experiences growing up. And I'm going to jump in with some questions for you. I got some key questions. But give me Brother Lamont, give me a 2-minute opening thing on who you are. How about that?
Oh, okay, brother. Well,
yeah,
I'm
I know
Lamont.
I set you up for that one, so I'm going to. So Bubba, you got a few minutes to work on yours, eh, man? But Brother Lamont, tell us a little something.
Hey, Pastor, I lived it. Go ahead on, Lamont.
Yeah, we both lived it. I'm proud to be on the same show with my other idol, Sonny and Bubba Knight. I've been compared to Bubba Knight so many times, man. I feel like he's really my brother.
Oh, amen.
Both, we both do a lot of comedic stuff. I write a lot of jokes. And in fact, I have a joke book out right now called Everybody Loves a Good Dirty Joke. Please do not purchase this book if you're easily offended, because it's talking about everybody, including you and your mama.
Oh.
And they say your mama's so ugly, she went to a haunted house. When she came out, they gave her a job application.
That's what I'm talking about. That's real school there. That's true school. That ain't old school. That's true school. Wait a minute, is that Sonny? That was Lamont.
That was me. That was Lamont.
Lamont. Okay, I gotta get these tunes in. Brother Sonny ain't here yet. I thought he popped in on me and slid in on me. Brother Lamont, you know, me and Brother Lamont got some history together, amen. When I was working with Natalie Cole, we were in Dallas, Texas, and that was the night before Marvin Yancey passed away, Natalie's former husband, and we were coming into the Radisson, and the Fifth Dimension was going out, and we had a good parlay down in the lounge, amen, me, you, and Miss LaRue. And what a wonderful time, you know. My life has been filled with all these things, and so I didn't get to meet the Pips, but I did get to meet Ms. Gladys when I was traveling with Natalie, and so I'm grateful for that. Sonny, tell me a minute. Give me 2 minutes, Sonny. I mean, Bubba.
You want me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm Plan B.
Plan
Bubba.
B, I like that.
Plan B. Okay, Pastor Rivers, I was born in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
And it's a coincidence that I was raised up in Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Atlanta.
Yeah. Look at that.
Look at it now. Watch out.
Come on back around, man.
I was Gladys Knight and the Pips. I started at my birthday party. It was Labor Day, and it was my birthday party, and I was like 10 years old.
Wow.
And my mom heard us singing in the backyard at the party.
Mm-hmm.
She asked us if we wanted to be a group. And we said, yeah, we want to be a group. And she said, okay, if you want to do that, what you got to do if you want to be successful is you have to be all for one and one for all.
Wow.
And as long as you put God first, you will be successful. And that's what we did, and that's what got us to the point of being having achievements in the entertainment and the recording industry. And,
What a great word from a mother.
Oh, yeah, Mama Knight. Mama Knight said as long as you put him out front, and as long as you put Heavenly Father first, then you will have success. And I want to tell you a quick story about what happened when we went to Motown Records. I'm jumping ahead a little bit, Pastor. But we went to Motown Records, and we weren't having a whole lot of record recording success until my mom had us into the living room one day, and she had gone and she had purchased these mustard seeds. And she purchased a mustard seed for all of us to put around our necks. And she had prayed on these mustard seeds. And she said, as long as you have the faith of this mustard seed that I have prayed on and put around your neck, you will be successful. Now, what happened was we locked our hands together and we prayed together, and the next thing we had a number one record on, I heard it through the grapevine.
Wow.
Just wanted to share that.
Good news. I've been told by the voice in my ear that Brother Sonny Turner's on the line. Brother Sonny, you there with us?
I certainly am. I've just listened to my brother talking about the success and the way that God handles things and puts you in the path. I got a story like that too.
Hold on a minute. I want to tell everybody who you are first. Let me let you know the quality and what's going on this show. Sonny Turner, if y'all don't know, Sonny Turner was the was American singer best known, replaced Tony Williams as the lead singer of the Platters. Oh my God,
amen.
We got it going on up on the Men at the Well today.
Yes.
These three men are at the Well today, and Sonny, we're just so grateful to have you along with Bubba Knight, along with Lamont McLemore. I don't know which one of y'all want to be the headliner today, but I got to get into these questions, amen?
We're all headliners.
There you go, amen.
My brother Bubba just put it like it is. Without God, you can't do nothing.
Ooh,
you know,
let me set this up. Let me set this up before I go to these questions. As a pastor, of course, you know, we know the story of the woman at the well. But you got to remember, the men got to go to the well too, amen?
Amen.
Sometimes us men, we were taught to hold our mud and don't tell nothing and don't do that. But in this year of 2016, I believe it's time for men to come to the well and share those things we've either hidden or held on to and become free, so that our next generation of men coming up can learn to be God centered, Christ centered. Amen. Men are men of our time frame. I was on Soul Train in the 70s, amen. So certainly I danced to the music from Gladys Knight and the Pimps and the music from the Fifth Dimension. Now, Sonny, I danced to your music at my mom and daddy's house. It was a little ahead of time. Smoke gets in your eyes and all that stuff. I used to watch my mom and daddy dance in the living room, amen? That was smoky club music, you know, with the cigarette smoke and all that. You know what I'm talking about, where you held hands and you dance real slow and easy, you know. I was telling my wife, I said, you know, the music nowadays, I don't know if anybody remembers that movie, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, amen? You know, where them people, where they play the music and everybody just dances real fast all night long, amen? I don't even know if they play slow records in the club no more. I haven't been in the club in quite a while, so I can't tell you.
It's a whole different story now. It's a whole different story.
A whole different story, and to God be the glory for the story. Gentlemen, let me get in. Go to our questions that we want to know. I got a few questions you can answer in any order you want to. Here's the first question. What has been your life's greatest lesson, past or present? And who wants to start?
Well, I'm the youngest, so I
go right ahead. And who was that? Wait, who was that?
Sonny's
the youngest. There you go.
Tell us,
Sonny.
Listen, my life's lesson is that there is a God. And Jesus Christ will help you, and you just got to, like Bubba said, the truth, that mustard seed of faith, and you got to have that, because that brought me right through all the trials and tribulations that I faced, and up to this very moment that I speak to you, it brought me through a cancer, it brought me through ugliness and craziness that we all have to battle through in our lifetimes that we put to a test sometimes, but Bubba said it right. You got to have a mustard seed worth of faith. That's all that God requires, that you pay attention, and that's what it is. He put my feet on the path of the Platters because I was with a group called the Metrotones in Cleveland, youngsters, and we pattern our group and our format after the Platters, four guys and a girl, and I became their lead singer when their lead singer was drafted into the service.
Wow.
And from that time on, it was faith drafted into the service. I became a opening act and a singer and an MC. And that, long story short, I was working at this club opening for Red Fox. And
wow.
The man that was scouted for Buck Ram to replace Tony Williams came into the club. He was a Clevelander himself and an agent. And he saw me do my show, and he said, "I think I found that lead singer for the Platters. I'm going to call Buck right now." I said, and he told me all about asked me that I know about the Platters. I said, "Are you kidding me, sir?" I said, "Our group was patterned after, we knew the Platters music. We had a format like the Platters. We were called the Metrotones. We had four guys and a girl." He said, "Well, I'll be doggone. I cannot believe." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, I think we found our lead singer." I said, "That's wonderful." He said, "You."
Wow.
I thought he was joking me at first. He gave me his card. I went down and told my mother about it, went to see him in his office downtown Cleveland. And Buck Ram said, "Bring that young fellow to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I want to meet him. I want a live performance." And I did that. Long story short, they hired me that night.
Wow. Brother, jump in and tell me a little something. Come on. What has been your life's greatest lesson, past and present?
My life's greatest lesson was what my mom taught me a long time ago, and I have to reiterate that, having faith in Heavenly Father and having mm-hmm. my faith being strong helped me to turn down the drugs and all of the things that were happening on the road as I was growing up as a young man in show business. I was a teenager, man, and that drug and all of that kind of stuff was all around me.
Wow.
But my upbringing, what my mom taught me, and having the faith, I was able to say no and stay away from it. And that was a life lesson that to the day I have good health because I didn't indulge in all of those things that would
mm-hmm.
destroy your body and that kind
Amen.
Of thing. And I also, she taught me to eat right, put God first, and there's nothing that you cannot accomplish if you do that.
I'm going to back that up with an amen.
I hear echoes. I hear echoes all through the phone, amen,
right.
All through the line.
Right.
Amen. Brother Lamont, talk to me.
Hey, all right, brother. I'm just interested in all the stories and all, and being connected to all the Sonny Turner and Bubba and all men and folks have gone through trials and tribulations. I know I am really, really blessed because even when I wrote my autobiography, I mean, it's called From Hobo Flash to the Fifth Dimension, but it could have been entitled If I Could Do It, Anybody Could.
Wow.
Because I was born in a dresser drawer in the garage. My father ran off and left us when I was about 6 years old, just left a note saying, "Hey, I can't hang no more," and left my poor mother taking care of all the kids, sleeping in the dresser drawer. And even we had an outdoor toilet, which I stayed constipated because I refused to go out there until I went to school.
Hey, Lamont, so that makes you like the walking eagle?
Hey, watch out, man. I tell you about how I feel about the police.
It's real. Listen, hey, people, this is real history here. This is real history we're talking. Come on.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
You didn't have no hope whatsoever. You know, I mean, we had subsidies from the government just to get to school on them school buses and stuff, streetcars.
And
once always looking at travel magazines, always wanted to go around the world and all, and knew I never had no chance. And I told my grandmother, who was a Cherokee Indian, used to give me all these philosophies about life. And I said, "Grandma, look at all these pictures, old Russia and Egypt and everywhere. I sure wish I could go to some of these places, but I know I'll never be able to." She said, "What?" She said, "You know what? Stand up." So I stood up. She said, "Now take a step." I took a step. I said, "Now what?" She said, "Now you're one step closer." And I never stopped stepping. So
that's strong.
You know
how we say, you know, preacher, we say that'll preach right there. You take one step close, that'll preach. Let me write that down right there. That'll preach right there.
Yeah. Where the Lord said, "You take one step, I'll take two."
Two. That's what he said. Hallelujah.
I took another.
Hey,
I never
Lamont.
Stopped. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, hey, Lamont, that dog a hunt.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what?
That's
boy,
good, man. Hey, this is Bubba Knight. I got to tell you something. I got to jump in here for right
Bubba,
now.
Go ahead.
Lamont, you just said something that I didn't know out of all the years that I've known you, and we've been brothers all of these years. I didn't know that you had the Cherokee line in your DNA. And I
yep.
just found out from my niece, Kenya, she traced our roots back, and we have the Cherokee line in our DNA
wow.
as well.
Oh,
so
no.
I just wanted to tell you, man, we brothers for real.
All these years we've been brothers for real.
I didn't know that, man.
Y'all remember?
Well, line me up in that line. I'm from Fairmount, West Virginia. You know who lived in those hills.
Well, look here. Let me tell y'all, I got a hashtag. One of my hashtags is called hashtag just my brother. So that's what you are. All three of you are just my brother. We come
well,
to because I'm a Lumbee Indian from North Carolina. And
All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, check this out. I just literally met my daddy's people in September. Just literally, I was adopted by my mother from my mother's second cousin, and I went to the 141st anniversary of my home church in Lumberton, North Carolina, Evergreen, about
wow.
4 years ago. And that was the slave church from the Lennon family.
Wow.
And then the hurricane went through and flooded out the whole town a week after we left. So not about me. But see that how we all mixed up in this thing. How we all really are. Just
hey, you know what's right.
Since
Bubba Knight mentioned Indians, I got to tell you about Donald Trump. Donald Trump came to Las Vegas and he was campaigning at the Indian reservation.
Uh-huh.
And so they look at y'all here, pick you president, Jim. I'll get you your part of your reservations back and put you on welfare and everything. Speech was so well that the Indians gave him a prayer in the name, Walking Eagle, man. So he got back on his plane and said, man, the speech went great. They gave me an honorary Indian name, Walking Eagle. And he said, you know what? An Indian's name really means something. So can you look it up, see what it means? So the aide came back and said, yeah, Walking Eagle. Walking Eagle means eagle so full of shit, he can't fly no more.
Now, I ain't supposed to get political on here, so I ain't going to deal with it.
Pastor Rivers, straighten my brother out, would you?
But let me be real. A walking eagle fly, right? So I understand the philosophy of that. Eagles fly higher than any other bird. Eagles above the storm, amen? So if the eagle's walking, he might just be full of it, amen? You know what that is. Come on, let me just keep it real.
Look out there, Pastor. All right, now you got to be clear in this thing. Listen, let me tell you.
West Virginia, they just inducted me into the Hall of Fame in the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame in August, just this past August. When I went down, to receive an award for it, and my buddy Spider Turner was there. And I told him, I said, you know, we're Turners, and I said, don't you do nothing wrong, because they might mistake me for you.
Look, we got that from y'all. Your life's greatest lessons, your past, your present. Here's question number two.
I know
where you got it from. Okay, but let's just go on and say it. Where do you draw strength from to move past challenges today? Where's your strength?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah,
Heavenly Father.
Yeah,
and this is Bubba Knight,
Heavenly Father.
He brings me through, takes me through, and will be with me.
Wow. Did I lose you, Bubba?
Yeah.
Hello, Bubba.
I'm back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Bubba. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say he brings you through. He brings you through. Your Father brings you through. Your Holy Heavenly Father.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but, Bubba, study?
I'm like this. I carry affirmation with me in my mind and in my heart.
Uh-huh.
And it says like this very quickly. Oh, cosmic brother of all radiance and vibration, Soften the ground of my being and carve out a space within me where your presence can abide. Fill me with all your creativity so that I may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission.
Oh, my
that
God.
Each of my actions bear fruit in accordance with my desire. Endow me with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that bind me as I release others from the entanglement of past mistakes.
Wow.
Do not let me be seduced by that which would divert me from my true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground, the fruitful vision, birth power, and fulfillment, as all is made whole in me once again.
You know, see, affirmations are part of our heritage, part of our culture, and you got to have an affirmation, something that you affirm to, amen? I tell people when you're going, you know, the Bible teaches us, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. And so you either affirm or disaffirm. You don't swear, because he said don't swear on nothing on the earth, above the earth, or beneath the earth. Just if you're going to say yes, say yes. If you're going to do it, do it, amen? You know, and I know you gentlemen have lived in that time frame. Brother Lamont, what you say? Where do you draw your strength from to move past challenges today?
Well, every day I get on my knees, man, and thank God three or four responsible white people.
Wow.
And people ask me every day. Don't pay me. I'm on the street.
You ain't ready,
Mac. Every day, man, how are you doing today? I say, if I made it through the God help me make it through the night, I can deal with all the rest as long as I'm on this side of the dirt. So,
every day, my dad used to say, every day above ground is a good one, amen?
Amen.
When you come, when you come to see me, I want to be able to see you back.
Ooh, that talk, man. You that's real talk right there. That's real talk. Look, here's question number three for you guys. What would you say to someone that's still stuck where you were delivered from? Oh, that's a good one.
I would say, this is Bubba Knight, whatever that you have in your heart that you want to do for yourself, no matter what it is, you don't have to be an entertainer. Whatever it is that you want to do, have that passion and work towards that and let nobody turn you away from that passion and that dream that you want to achieve.
Truth, my God, Brother Sonny.
Well, I'm like Bubba about the same thing, and just but have faith and believe in the positive. Just stay positive. Do all things positive, because negative is going to be around for a long time. But try to stay positive and do and believe, like Bubba said, believe in yourself and strive forward. And no matter what the disappointments are, you know, as long as you can live and breathe and be healthy. And just do things for other people. When you're down, start doing things for other people. You know, and be positive about yourself and in your mind and your heart. And then just believe that, just believe that, because a lot of people don't believe in God. Okay, you don't believe, but there's too many things that are present that really makes that a true fact. And just stay positive. Mm-hmm. Just stay positive with everybody. Just be positive and good and try to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Brother Lamont, I know you have some of the same things to say, but, you know, in dealing, you know, we have a lot more going on nowadays than we did back in those days, you know, when we just partied a lot, you know, and had a good time. Talk to me, Brother Lamont. Tell me what you feel.
Well, you know what? I think we're only in this world to help each other.
Oh, Lord.
My grandfather always told me, he said, anytime you look down on somebody, be sure it's only to help them up.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
And I really feel that, you know.
My dad used to say, when you fall, try to fall on your back so you can see who's trying to help you up. Amen.
Amen.
That's a good one.
I like it.
That's good.
Oh,
yeah,
them old cats had some wisdom, didn't they? Amen. Amen.
And
I'm so appreciative of you gentlemen. I think I'm the junior here. I'm 61, so I don't know where all of y'all at right now, but I think I'm behind all of you, at least.
You just a baby.
You're still a baby.
I'm still a pup.
Well, I'm
35. I receive that, amen.
I'm 39 in my mind.
Benny?
You know
now, people might not even know who Jack Benny is. Look, I just started watching Red Skelton. I got a TV box thing I got, and then and it lets me get all these HD channels, and I go back to 39, and they had a commercial on one night with the Red Skelton show. Matter of fact, Gladys Knight and them on there, and God, and I pulled up Red Skelton and all the episodes, and I've been just sitting in my house just cracking up, man, comedy of a man that loved God, you know,
gave
to God and everything he did, and I'm sure maybe all of y'all might have been on the Red Skelton show at one time or another. That was one of the premier shows back in my younger days, of course. But man, I've been laughing every night, man. Red Skelton and even Ed Sullivan and all the things, you know, and of course I know y'all was on Soul Train. I was on Soul Train in the 70s for a season, dancing.
Uh-huh.
And matter of fact, I hold claim to the if you find the episode, I was with one of our future guests, so with Blue Magic, Tavares. And Sister Sledge and Major Harris, that's who it was. The clock ran out on me and my friend on the board. We were trying to put Dionne Warwick's name up.
No.
And I was trying
to let the clock run out.
I go down in history. They took the clock off after that, matter of fact. It was that big round
the board.
Yeah, and I won't tell everybody how the secret of it. Yeah, it ran out. My friends saw me in 1974. I was trying to spell Minnie Riperton. I thought the W's were Warwick were M's. So. But I still got my Afro Sheen. I got a year's worth of Afro Sheen and an 8-track player handle. So amen. I still got over. Praise God.
You have history with the Soul Train show. That's great.
Oh my God. And like I said, all of you guys were, I wasn't there when the Platters came, but I was there with Gladys and the Phipps were there. And of course, with the Phipps Dimension, when they were there, I was in part of that time. You know, we stand out and dance. You know, we didn't get to meet you guys all back those days, but it was a beautiful time in my life. You know, just moved to LA. I've been there 2 weeks and this girl had to go to a taping. She lived next door to one of the producers. And so I got to go, and it was a great experience in my life. But let's go. We got to get back to these questions.
Pastor, could I share a
go
quick story with you?
Go ahead.
You had mentioned Soul Train and Don Cornelius.
Uh-huh.
We were working at the Hilton here in Las Vegas during the time when Don Cornelius, I think he came out of Chicago, and he wanted to start this Soul Train show.
Wow.
And he invited us up to a meeting at the Brown Derby in in Los Angeles. And he had a meeting with us, and he said, in Los Angeles. He wanted to start this TV show. And he had some of the sponsors there at this meeting. We were all having dinner. And I didn't know why he wanted us to come up there.
Uh-huh.
And he said, would you guys do my first show?
Wow.
And I said, well, we're working at the Hilton, and we're on the contract. We can't afford to miss any shows at the Hilton because they will sue us, right? And so he said, well, the thing of it is that if you guys don't do my show, all of these sponsors that's in this restaurant won't buy time on my show.
Wow.
And so he said, I tell you what. If you do our first show, I said, well, why don't you call Bear Gordon and them? He said, well, they won't let us have it in the act to start this first Soul Train show.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. I said, we'll do it. And Don said, well, I'll fly you guys in, and I promise you I'll have you on the show, and I'll get you back to the Las Vegas Hilton so you won't miss your show at the Hilton.
Wow.
And so we agreed to do it. And that was the first Soul Train show we agreed to do with Don Cornelius because we were trying to help the brother get on the air.
See, there you go. There's some more of that real history right there, you know. That's real history you live and listen to on Blog Talk Radio today with our show, The Men at the Well. We're at the well today. If you're coming in, just got in, we're at the well with Mr. Lamont McLemore with the Fifth Dimension, Sonny Turner with the Platters, and Bubba Knight with Gladys Knight and the Pips. And we thank God for them. And I'm just overwhelmed today, this inaugural show. And I hope we'll do many, many more. You guys go on Facebook and hit the page or whatever. I got to make sure I give you all of the information on our websites and whatnot you can come to. Let me do that right now. Tribe Family Channel. You can go there via blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Amen. I'll say it one more time. Give you time to write it down. www.blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. And our producer, of course, executive producer, Mr. Bruce George. You probably know him from the Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. His website is www.geniusiscommon.com. That's www.geniusiscommon.com. So those are the people that's helping us put this all together, the Tribe Family Channel. And I'm just elated to be picked, to be anointed for this. Amen. And what we're going to have. Let me go on. I think I'm on question number 4. How have friends and family dealt with helping you overcome your issues? Oh, I know that's a good one. That might take us out,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay, friends, I'm a family. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Who is that?
This is Bubba Knight. Since I'm
Bubba.
A family man, since I'm a family man,
uh-huh.
And my wife, my children, and my sister and my two cousins, William Guest and Edward Patton,
mm-hmm.
I feel that if it wasn't for them and Heavenly Father putting us together as a unit, I don't know whether I would have made it in show business, because I always had my family around me, and we could go through all of the troubles, the trials, and the tribulations, and all of those kinds of things, going hungry, sleeping in cars, sleeping on pushing buses, all of that kind of stuff. I don't think if I hadn't had the love and the strength and the backing of my family being out there with me and putting Heavenly Father first, I never would have made it.
Well, you preaching, man. That's what the song says. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
What God has done, He put people in our lives. See, people got to understand, God put people in our lives to be His hands, to be His arms, to be His lips.
That's right.
To talk to us.
Right.
You know, God doesn't have to come down here, but the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, He puts these people, and we miss that. You know,
yeah.
We don't cherish these people. Go ahead, Brother Sonny, your turn.
Yeah, that's the same thing that happened with me. My mother encouraged me, and everybody in the neighborhood encouraged me when I didn't know I could actually sing. You know, sit by the radio way back, and I just sing along with the radio. And my mother walked by me. She was a gospel singer. She was a
uh-huh.
heck of a singer, and she had a beautiful alto voice, and that's where I got my chops from. And she told me to keep singing, and every time I sing or I try to attempt to sing or be shy or you know, afraid to sing or whatever, when I was a kid, I just remember what she said. She said, "You can do this. You keep singing. You just keep singing." And that's what they used to let me sing in their choir rehearsal when they come to the house to rehearse in our gospel group called the Live Wire, they were called.
Oh, yeah.
She just kept, I just hear that voice all the time. Keep singing, and the way God has blessed me, I recognized it along the way. As I got older, I recognized the path that God put
uh-huh.
my feet on. And
wow.
When I got that group, the Metrotones, here I ended up with the Platters with the same configuration as a lead singer. You know, that's a divine intervention.
Amen,
so.
Sonny. Amen,
Sonny.
That's good. Let me, Brother Lamont, just before I want to grab something on Sonny, he wasn't on when I started. My wife's name is Emily, and she had a brother who's gone on with the Lord. His name was Leroy Kilgore, and he
uh-huh.
was a saxophone player. And my wife shared a story with me when I told her what was going on. I think they were one of your cover bands or something like that in Hawaii.
Okay.
And Leroy
oh.
played saxophone, and my wife saw you in Hawaii, I think it was in 1975. And
wow.
And she was telling me that. She told me that last night, literally.
Well, how
was it? And, you know, because I never got to meet my brother. You know, he already went home to be with the Lord when we got married. Yeah. We're in our hit our 15th year here. And to God, and so I said, you know, it's amazing how you know, I'm just honored. I'm honored to even be anywhere near. Being on this phone is a blast for me. How close we've been, you know, in crossing paths. The world is a little bitty place. And I honor you, Sonny. I honor you, Bubba. I honor you, Brother Lamont, for what you have given us. You know, how God blessed us, you know.
Thank you.
In those turbulent 60s and those crazy 70s when afros came out and bell bottoms and platforms. Somebody help me here.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
How we learned to dance with 5-inch, 6-inch heels on, amen? How pimps learned to spin around and turn around. And then I was in a couple of groups myself, and we learned to do those things. That's the music was what brought us, a lot of us over, kept us on track because, you know, the values. Now, I sadly didn't make it out without a little drug addiction in my life, but the thanks be to God, he brought me back. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, being with Natalie, the experience of my life, working with her as a big sister, you know, as her life turned around and she came back and, of course, you know, we lost her last year, and just the people I got to meet and crossing paths with. I'm honored. I can't tell you how much I'm honored. But Lamont, I need you to give me how his friends and family dealt with helping you overcome your issues. And then I got two more questions, and we can do a free for all. Okay.
I got quite a story I want to share with you, and I think everybody will benefit from it. I always wanted to be a baseball player because we lived in the ghetto, and that seemed like the only way out was either be an entertainer or a sports figure, you know. So I saved all my little money and bought me a Marty Marion's baseball glove, which was St. Louis. And when I got the next morning, it was monsoon out, but I went out knocking on my friend's door and said, come on, we're going to play ball. He said, are you crazy? You see a monsoon out there? So I went back home. My grandmother said, well, look at that face. What's wrong with you? I said, well, the guys won't come out to play. Well, I'm so bored. He said, if you ever trace the path of boredom, it'll always lead back to you. So what you got to do is find three things. You can't play baseball today because it's stormy. So pick three things that you can do that you love more than anything else. And she said, I know baseball is first. Okay, what's second? I said, photography. And then she said, well, what's third? I said, well, hey, I don't know. She said, well, you think about it. You pick three things. So a couple of months ago, she came up and said, what's that third thing? I said, I was lying. I was singing. They used to beat me because I wouldn't go in the church choir. And I was singing on the corner with the guys, and the girls were all looking at us, you know. So I said, well, you know what? Singing. See, I was lying because I didn't want to be no singer. But ironically, I picked those three things, baseball, photography, and singing. And baseball, I broke my arm and I started with the Dodgers. I played the Dodgers farm system 3 years, so that was the Now, photography, I was the first black photographer to work for Harper's Bazaar. You know the story from Jesse and Ebony and all of that. And third, just by accident, I started the Fifth Dimension, and that turned out to be first. So all three things were successful, man. But I would like to say, everybody, pick three things. If you're bored with one thing, or you can't do it, go to the second or the third. So, I want to say I played baseball this morning, and they were teasing because the guy said, you know, the Lamont is so optimistic, he went and bought a damn brand new baseball glove. He's 80 years old. The glove was old.
Let me say this while you're doing it. Mr. Lamont, how old are you now?
80. I'm not sure how old you got, I think.
Hey, and Sonny, how old are you?
77.
And how old are you, Brother Bubba?
74.
Wow.
He's 106.
My 106. God, look at what God is. I mean, y'all are legends, man. That's why I said, when I started out, I said my one of my favorite verses in the Bible says, these things I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. And my cup is so full right now. The joy I'm experiencing right now. You know, I tell the kids, you know, one of my nephews who went through some things and he was incarcerated, and at this very moment he is one of the top contenders for the city council in Vallejo, California. And his life has been such a great thing. And I'm going to shout, I don't know if he's on the horn, but Vernon Williams III, we're praying for you that you get that. We want godly men and women in office, amen, to have biblical worldview values, man. You know, I'm not going to get political, but the church has got to stand up for what we believe. We got to, for God we live, for God we die. And if the church would do what the church has been commissioned to do, love ye one another, so that men and women would know who our Father is and know, you know, people laugh at me. They say I'm the pastor that don't meet a stranger. I'm a Barnabas spirit. My brother preached a message by old Barney, my brother is the original praying tailback. He's not my biological brother, but Pastor Herb Luss in Philadelphia, he's listening, I know. He is the first NFL player to kneel in the end zone and pray back in 1907 with the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you guys are ever in Philadelphia, go by the Greater Exodus Church and say hi to him. He's been pastoring 35 years. Great work in the city of Philadelphia. And he's my pastor. And all the way on the West Coast, he grew up in Seaside, California. So these things I'm just blown away, man, by the numbers, you know. 80 years old, Mr. Lamont. Man, that was when I met you, that was in 85. So that seems like a long time ago, don't it, huh?
Wow. It was a long time ago. You know, before I forget, I want to say this past week I went to see a show that Snitch Turner was headlining with Charles. And, man, I was blown away at his age and all, still singing those notes. And hitting them, and the show was so beautiful, man. I was so proud of him, so I just wanted to put a little shout out to him. Just how much
thanks,
I appreciate
man.
It.
Buddy, this is Bubba Knight. I want to go, Lamont. What you just said, ditto, coming from me. Ditto.
Sonny Charles and Kelly Clinton,
they were outstanding. Kelly Clinton and Sonny Charles. And Sonny Turner were absolutely brilliant. I loved the show. And Sonny,
well, you
closed that big bad boy, buddy.
Yeah. Well, listen. You know what we do? We're cut from the same cloth. You know. And like I said, if you heard me when I said, "Give me a hand for God," I tell everybody that. I don't care what stage I'm on. I just say it out loud. You know.
Yeah.
And I want people to give me a hand for God because. For the whole reason that we're doing this and why we're doing it, and the gift of music is magical, and that only comes from God. So I just say, give me a hand for God. You heard me. I said,
God,
okay.
I
look around, and some people in the front be looking for. I said, yes, I said it. I'll say it again. I say it all the time. You know,
y'all got me sitting over here with Jesus bumps, man. I don't know about no goose, but I know them Jesus bumps when I feel them. And Holy Ghost.
It's about a song that I just wrote, man. And it's two words that can help stop all the wars, the crime in the streets and all of that. When I asked people what those two words would be, nobody could tell me. And the words are ceasefire.
Ceasefire.
Man, the wars will stop, and it's proven that it's happened before, and it's proven that it works, if it only works for a little while. And they said the refugee problem would end if you quit bombing their houses, they go back home.
At the very beginning,
I'm speaking, the song is called Ceasefire, to be out this month, and it says there is a weapon of mass destruction, and it's easy to find. Just look in the mirror, because it's us, mankind.
Oh, man. Oh, that's
wow.
Preach.
Wow.
Fire.
That's
preach
truth.
Right there,
ain't
man.
The
I got it. Sonny, you can get that to me. You know, when you guys, I'm still working on my social media skills and whatnot, but I do have 5,000 friends and about 2,000 followers. So I can share anything y'all send me. All you got to go go to Bruce E. Rivers at Facebook, and y'all become us. Hit me with you. If you got Facebook pages, hit me. And
we're going to hit you. Yeah, I'm going to hit you up with the latest CD that is similar to what Lamont was saying about my latest song was Let's Go Way Back.
Wow.
You know, in a positive way. So I want to hit you up with that one.
Well, you man, I'm open. I will share it with the world. I'm pretty traveled. I work with Dr. Alveda King and a lot of I'm a pro-life preacher, but and so man, I'm excited. Let me get these two questions out before the voice in the ear tell me I got to quit. What are some of the challenges you face with today as far as dealing with everyday life? Y'all got any challenges right now? Y'all having any issues? Health or what? We pray for that. I know that.
My mother, I am blessed because my mother turns 102. I mean, 102. And yes, and she said, I said, what is your secret to success? She said, and to life, living to be 102. She said, it's simple. Just keep breathing.
Wow.
Yeah, keep moving. Keep moving. That's what my wife.
Keep breathing.
My wife's father-in-law. He said, he's 101. He was calling us and he's calling people. He goes out to lunch. He goes out to walks. He said, I asked him. I said, Daddy John's, what's the secret? He said, keep moving, keep moving.
Wow.
Keep breathing.
Yeah.
Like you said, keep breathing, keep moving. I see people, and I know. I think we take for granted our health. Our health is, when your health goes down. When you can't do the things you do. I watched my father, who was a Navy ensign, chief of the motor pool. We came to California in 65. He was a chief of the motor pool at the Navy Postgraduate School. And my father had, he got hit by a semi in his camper, and it messed up some discs in his back. And so he got to the point where he couldn't lift his hands, his arms anymore. And as long as my dad was working, my dad was a little man. He was my adoptive father, which I found out later, of course. But that little man, I watched him pick up engine blocks and things, and that blew me away.
What?
I was bigger than he was. He'd be doing stuff. I'd be like, man, daddy, And he taught me real good one day. I got probably the best whooping. He quit whooping me. You know how kids are. He told me to be home at 11, and I came home at 12, and he took me on the back porch in the house in Seaside where I grew up. It's a little small porch, and then we had sand, lived next to the ocean on the Monterey Peninsula, so plenty of sand. And he said, you either you're going to do what I say do or what, He said, so here's what we're going to do. You whoop me, you get to run the house. I whoop you, I run the house. So, I've been getting whoopings up until that point. I was a junior in high school playing football, thought I was all that. And my daddy did that movie hadn't came out yet, Karate Kid?
Yeah.
He did one of them crane moves on me, and he rose up in the air. And I was so shocked at how high up in the air he was, I was froze. Because I called myself, I was going to grab him and hold him because I had been lifting weights. I was benching about 260, playing linebacker. And that little man jumped up in there and kicked me on the right side of my face with his left foot.
Yeah.
And when I got up out of the sand, I had sand in my nostrils and my mouth. My mama was standing on the back porch hollering, don't kill him. And so I thank God for that one because my daddy had no problems out of me. And I know we all got some of them kind of stories, and we ever thought we were too big for our britches.
Yeah,
amen.
I took my son out in the yard, and he was 6'2". I took him out of the yard, and he met a tree that he didn't know.
He met one. that's real old school discipline, y'all. I heard those stories. My grandmother told me they were down in the Okeechobee Swamps in Florida. My dad. They lived down. They had a shotgun by the door, and my uncle Daniel, my uncle Abraham, my dad, mom was gonna whoop them all three, and they ran. And she said, reached over, grabbed a shotgun, and fired off one of the barrels, and they all ran back to the house.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, man, it is something. But you know, it's, discipline is what we've been lacking. But when we left the 50s and the 60s, discipline and love. You know, you get that discipline with some love wrapped around it, and I think we lost a lot of that. And you know, so we got the problems we got. You know, now, and we're just trying to bring them back. Cause God bless grandmothers and grandfathers, cause they're the ones picking up the load.
Amen.
You know,
oh yeah,
I'm telling you.
I just saw a show on Oprah, and it was talking to this lady who had just got out of jail for whooping her son, and he called 911 and they came and arrested her. So
we hear that all the time. I had one of my grandchildren, because they would have been read about it. I'm gonna call the police if you do something to me. And it's like, I remember I heard another pastor I know back in Monterey. 20 told me, so when they get here, they have a reason to take me. So,
Oprah, let me finish telling you this story. Oprah said that kids nowadays don't be punished like they used to be, just a simple whooping and all. And since your son called 911, got you locked up and all, said, well, what are you going to do now? She said, when I get home, I'm going back to jail because I'm kicking his ass again.
Hey, man, that's old school. That's true school. That's not old school. I got to tell the voice in my ear. That we're going to use that one. Hashtag, not old school, true school. Amen.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can take that one. I don't know who gave it, but I know when they gave it to me, I ran with it. Amen. Listen, one more question. Did I get everybody on the challenges? Bubba, did you say something on challenges?
No, actually, my challenge right now is I want to be able to speak to young people.
Amen.
And get them to feel and to understand what my mom and my parents and all the people around me taught me. I want to pass it on to them. Right.
Amen.
Now, my challenge is to become the kind of speaker where I could get through.
Ooh, amen.
To the young people and to people who would listen and who would take in what I have to say, like I took in what my parents and my mom and everybody taught me. And it
Preach.
Made me the man that I am today. So
Preach.
I want to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
I'm working on trying to be a communicator.
Amen.
Where these people would listen and where they can grab all of that gold that helped me, Sonny, and Lamont be the men that we are today. So that's a challenge to me. I'm going to try to do that.
Amen. I received that, brother. And let me tell you, it's an open invitation for any of you gentlemen. When you're ever in California, I'm in the Central Valley, so it's kind of like off the beaten path. You know, we're almost in the geographic center of the state, about 350 miles from it, above L.A., and 2 hours below Sacramento. And I'm telling you, all three of you, if you're ever in this area on Highway 99 and Highway 5, I live between those two freeways. Y'all make sure y'all stop and see me. I will set up something that you can come and speak to our children.
What's the name of the town?
I live in the town of Los Baños. You got to say it like the brothers from down south said, Los Baños, which has a dual meaning. Los Baños is Spanish for the bath, and that's the Indian meaning is the fountain.
Okay.
We got hot springs here. We got some hot natural hot springs. And then Dos Palos, which is two sticks or two trees. You got a Spanish meaning and an Indian meaning. So two sticks, that's where I pastor at, 15 miles away. And ironically, it was the black community in the Central Valley where the Buffalo, we just dedicated a Buffalo Soldier Trail. You can go to buffalosoldiersday.org if you remember that, or you can be back. We just dedicated a trail. The Buffalo Soldier was stationed at Presidio Monterey, Presidio San Francisco, and they were the first park rangers that Teddy Roosevelt gave the job. This is the 100th anniversary of the national parks in California, Yosemite and Big Trees and all up in there. And Teddy Roosevelt, because they saved his behind at the Battle of San Juan Hill, he rewarded them by letting them be the first park rangers to keep the poachers out. And so those men were stationed in San Francisco Presidio in 1899, 1903 in San Francisco Presidio, and 1904 in Monterey. They actually built most of the roads in the Presidio of Monterey, and the first integrated cemetery in the Army is in Monterey, Presidio of Monterey. And they did a 19-day journey from Monterey to the national parks, spent the night here and where I live, and spent the night in the little town where I pastor at 15 miles away at the Henry Miller racetrack. But they couldn't stay in the hotels, of course, being, you know, kind of racist situation there. And they
exactly
stayed at the Hog Ranch in Dos Palos. So,
wow.
So we just did history last Saturday. We put the first memorial for the trail. We went to Congress and got the bill passed to honor the 500. So we just did that. So there's a lot of good things happen. So when you guys come, I'm gonna get you in. Let me know when you can come. I'll give you my number.
Okay.
We'll set something up. Y'all can sing, shout, dance, or whatever, and we'll put our pennies together and make sure we get you a burger or two or something. And but we want to invite you to come and see what God is doing in the Central Valley in Cali. That's what we call it.
I've been there once.
You been to Los Battles?
Yeah, man, I spent a year there one.
Who was that spent a year here?
I spent a year there one night.
Okay. Oh my God.
Hey, they tell us Los Battles is the place you go through to get to, because it's right off of Highway 5. And a lot of people, it's on 152. We're coming from the Bay Monterey area. You come over from 101, and you drive through Los Banos to go to Fresno, Merced, and the bigger cities. About 39,000 people here. Right, we've got one of the largest reservoirs, which is almost dry because they keep sending the water out to the bay. So we got some issues. It's a great place. I've been here 15 years in the area. And just, you know, these kind of things we want to do. We want to bring some of our history to see us. So I want to put some things together and just, you guys want to do speaking, we'll put a speakers bureau together. Or I belong to two already, so we can do that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, listen, Pastor, amen. I want you to, this is Sonny, I want you to definitely email me your address so I can get some things to you.
Oh, amen. Of course I will. I certainly will. Why don't y'all, before I ask this last question, why don't y'all tell everybody how to get in touch with each one of you if that's what you want to do?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, start with you, Lamont.
Okay. My email address is LM, my initials, LM Photog, PHOTOG at Cox.net, COX.net. LM Photog at Cox.net.
Okay, I'll say it again. Maybe you hear it. LM for Lamont M. Photog, PHOTOG, at Cox.
.net.
So you got that. Bubba?
Okay, this is Bubba Knight, and I'm at Bub Kate, BUBKATE, at AOL.com.
Oh, you got one of them old ones.
Oh, yeah.
AOL. Boy, you've been around a while, Everett.
old school, true school.
Hey, what we
true
say?
School.
Not old school, true school. Amen,
not old
amen.
Old school, true school.
Yeah. Brother Sonny, come talk to me. Give me your information.
All right. Sonny Turner, 39. That's my age.
Yeah, you said that.
At yahoo.com. Sonny Turner, 39, at yahoo.com.
My God. Well, amen. Well, listen, I'm going to ask this last question here, and God, gentlemen, you just don't know. I know, the voice in the ear ain't bothering me, so I guess we're doing all right. Praise God. what do you want people to remember most about you? Start with Brother Lamont. What do you want people to remember most?
Hey, man, just live, love, and learn. That's all.
Love and learn. That's tight, short, and sweet.
Right. That's it.
Bubba, talk to me.
Yes,
what do you want people to remember most about you?
Well, Pastor, I just want people to remember that
I gave it all I had, 100%. And I was the best pimp that I could be. And I hope my music that I was blessed to be a part of will have longevity and live down through the years long after I'm gone.
Well,
and that I was a great father, a great dad.
Wow.
That's one of the things that I just really want everybody to know, that I was a great father. I don't want to be amongst the fathers that, you know, that weren't there for the family and that type of thing. I want to be one that
wow.
was there and went through the trials and tribulations of being a great dad.
My God, what a testimony. Sonny, talk to me.
Yeah. Well, I want people to remember that I am, and I was a child of God. And I did all the positive that I could do when I was on this planet, on this earth. And I leave with a smile that I know that one day I'll go home and I'll see him, and I want to hear him say, "My good and faithful servant, well done."
Well done.
I'm a child of God. So just remember that, and I'm a positive person.
Amen,
Sonny.
Thank you, Sonny. Thank you. Let me say one more thing. Do all of you have families?
Yes.
You children and families?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Lamont, how many children did you have?
I just have one daughter and three grandkids, man. So
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
And now, with my grandson, man, actually, I saw a picture. You look just like him, man, and you ain't spent no money.
So when I look at you, I kind of like, man, he could be part of my family. Amen. I said, you're my cousin. That's what who said that? Kirk Franklin.
You got 22 of those Yang babies over there.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, I'm excited about this here. Bubba, how many kids you got?
Bubba, don't tell them all.
I have three children, Felicia, Lil Bubba, and Craig, who is the general manager over at KCP 88.1 radio station here in Las Vegas. That's my youngest son. And I have three children, and I have 12 grandchildren and three great-grandchildren.
Look at you, man. You're doing big things, man. You're doing big things.
Right? Yeah.
God say you got your quiver full. Amen. Praise God. I love that.
Amen.
Sonny, how about you?
Well, I've got two families. I got my wife's side of her family, and I got my side of the family. I got four girls on my side of the family, and I got six grandchildren, and we just had a new great grandbaby in the family. And
wow.
My son's daughter just had a beautiful little child, Christina. And then on my wife's side, we got four. So we've got a lot of grandchildren and a lot of great grandchildren. So we're moving and grooving. So
wow. Well, I'll give a shout out to mine. I have no biological heirs. Amen. Wasn't paying attention back in the 70s, and my children are with the Lord, four.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I got a beautiful wife, amen, and she had three beautiful children, two girls and a boy. My oldest daughter and her husband have four children. Everybody called me Papa Bear, because back in my radio
yep.
days, I was Teddy Bear. So now I'm Papa Bear. You know, I have
right.
to go that way. And so I have four with them. My youngest daughter has six. Amen. And my son has one. And then I had an extended family prior that my girlfriend passed away. And then mm-hmm. the Lord gave me my first and only wife, Emily. But there was a
mm-hmm.
girl named Denise, and she had three children. And mm-hmm. her oldest boy, I had the tragedy of 19, and he was gunned down in front of my home in 93.
Oh, no.
These kids played Nintendo together in the living room the year before, and then everything took off. So I've experienced pain in a lot of areas. But he had two and one coming. And then the oldest boy, he passed from the same thing his mother passed from, liver cancer, in 14. He has four. Her daughter has two. So I like to tell people, I got 24 grandbabies, amen? And,
wow.
And three great-grands now. They're mine because they love me and I love them. And God is
God bless you, Pastor.
But I've got spiritual children. You know, sometimes you feel that, you know, it's like, who am I? What am I? I went through that when I found out I was adopted. It was like, wait a minute. You know, nobody told me. And I met my mother, and I've since met family. But I had a tough time for a period of depression and whatnot. But God brought me out, and one of my dear friends, who's a radio host in D.C., Lonnie Poindexter, he's got the Lion Chaser show. I called him one morning. I was feeling it. And he said, man, you got more family. You know what to do with it. He said, you have a spiritual legacy. And you men also do. You have a spiritual legacy outside of your physical legacy for the beautiful music you gave us, for the lives that were enriched with what all three of you gave us. And I applaud you. I stand on your shoulders and reach down to pick somebody up, you know, with the hands of God. This is a great undertaking. Men at the well, all the men got to go to the well. And if you know the story, I'll close with this for myself. Jesus met the woman at the well and gave her information that set her free. She then turned and ran and told everybody. I like to tell people she really was the first preacher. Because don't get it twisted, a preacher is nothing but a heralder of good news. And she went running to tell everybody about the good news. I've seen him. I've seen the one we've been looking for. And then the people came, and she said, and he told me everything about me. And the people came, and the following the verses in that text, at the end it says, the men came who didn't like her. Remember, she was a Samaritan woman. They didn't really want to hear from her. But they came and they said, now, because we've seen it ourselves, we believe. We believe he is the one also. So I believe all four of us believe he's the one. I applaud you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing
thank
me
you.
To communicate with you, get to know you better. I'll be sending you information on how to reach me. And in the voice in the ear, can the voice in the ear tell me, are we good, or do I need to keep going? I don't know how long I'm supposed to go. I could talk to you gentlemen all night long.
Well, Pastor Rivers, this is Bubba. I would just like to say one thing to the listening audience before we close.
Yeah, that's your right. Go ahead.
I'm a strong believer, and I'm a supporter of what Dr. Martin Luther King and all of the brothers did to get us to the point where we have the right to vote.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just like to say, I don't want anybody out there in this listening audience to take that for granted, because that is not a given. So out and exercise your right to vote, because we're going through a time right now. Well, we really need a whole lot more love involved than the hatred that's coming out of this voting situation. So the brothers and the sisters and everybody that can hear me, Lamont, and Sonny Turner say, please exercise your right to vote. And please go out and vote, please.
That's right. I voted yesterday early.
Amen.
Yeah.
I do too. I'm telling you right now. I'm praying. I'm voting and praying.
Amen.
That's all. Because like the old people said when I was growing up, they said the devil is busy.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
The devil is busy. I hope that eagle keep on walking.
So thank you, Pastor Rivers, for allowing me and my brothers Lamont and Sonny Turner to have a voice on your program. I really appreciate the invitation, and And Sister Beverly Black, thank you for inviting us, inviting me to be a part of this. And I really, really appreciate it. And God willing, we'll be able to do this again sometime. I thank you so much. This is Bubba Knight.
Reverend Sonny Turner said the same thing.
Go ahead, Sonny. Go ahead, Sonny Lamont. Who jumped close out? Do you think?
I want to echo what my brother Bubba said. That's exactly the way I feel about it. So, yeah, ditto.
Okay. Reverend, if you ever want to come to Las Vegas, man, we would welcome you. In fact, I'll send a plane for you personally. Of course, it might be a plane or a bus, but we're good.
Oh, wait, all three of y'all live in Vegas?
Yep.
Yes, we do.
So, let me tell you, I haven't been to Vegas in a while. When I come, you know, of course, I got a good relationship with Mr. Steve Wynn, you know.
Last time
I was there, you know, we were at the Golden Nugget, and with Rip Taylor. Rip Taylor opened for Natalie.
Oh, my God.
His crazy self. Now, just tell you, this is one of the funniest two weeks I've had in my life. Rip Taylor opened for us every night, told the same jokes every night. I laughed every night. It was just blew my. I couldn't believe I could laugh at the same dumb stuff he did every night.
And how about that fish he used to pull out? Holy mackerel!
God, that fish and he had a water hose with panties on it. He pull it out there, some hollering water hose, panty hose, and he just some of the stupid stuff he do. And
then we
go out in the lobby and sit out in the lobby and he drink Pinot Noir wine. He had his own wine, and he'd sit there in one of the lobby hallways. And one night, Red Fox came by with the last 45 he did, and he came there, and we sat in that lobby. I tell you, I thought I was gonna die. Them two guys going out there in that lobby messing with people, and I mean, it was just you know how we just like that book you talk about, the dozens and all of that.
Uh-huh.
Trying to tell you, Doc, they talked about people for an hour and a half. I wasn't pastor then. It was just. Teddy Bear, turn around. Don't look. And then they said, like, John Wayne is coming. And so person would walk by with a big old cowboy hat, bow leg, and we just lay down. I lay down on the floor. I laughed so hard that night. And that was the thing about being with Natalie. But Steve Wynn, he had the golden lounge he had. It was a beautiful lounge, but it wasn't built for an R&B singer. The speakers were recessed up into the ceiling, so the sound was diminished. Because that's why I was a sound engineer, right? So the speakers, if you sat right under the speaker, you got great. He had nothing coming off the stage, and so that first night, we were there 14 nights, and he was like, "Why am I?" You know, of course, he was going blind, so his ears were real acute anyway. So it was like he said, "Why am I not hearing the great R&B tones that I need to hear from her?" I said, because you got doggone fingers in the ceiling. How you going to hear some? And so we finished that night. And when I wasn't working for Natalie, I drove for a tour company. I did turnarounds out of L.A. I went back 2 weeks later. They had tore the whole room out. I like to tell people that I was responsible for him tearing that whole lounge out, redoing that lounge, so that R&B groups could sound better. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I still call him. I haven't been to the Wind yet. But, I'm definitely bringing my wife to meet you guys. Amen. That's going to be a great treat. Thank you, gentlemen. Lamont.
You come to Vegas.
Yeah, Lamont, all right, your clothes, man.
All three of us are here. We got to get together, man.
Amen. We certainly will. Mr. Lamont, you want to do your clothes? Did you close? Did I get you?
Did I close?
Okay. I thought you were the easy one, right? You did yours first. That's right. Bubba, you did. Look, gentlemen, my honor, my joy, my pleasure. And you will be back. Amen. I thank you for this first edition. It's going into the archives. I'm pretty sure it'll be taped somewhere and we'll be able to listen to it and remember. I thank you. I thank you for your families letting us take time to to be with you this evening. I thank the Tribe Family Channel, amen, for sponsoring and putting this show together. Remember, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. That's how you get the Tribe Family Channel on that the website. And if you want to find out more about our executive producer, Mr. Bruce George, I met this young man last year on the phone. I haven't met him face-to-face yet, but his program, Genius is Common, he talks about how the commonality of genius in our community, amen? And that's www.geniusiscommon.com. And so I thank God for that. I thank God. You can go lmphotog@cox.net to reach Mr. Lamont McLemore. You can go to bubkate@aol.com to reach Mr. Bubba Knight. You can reach SonnyTurner39@yahoo.com. You can go to my Facebook page, Bruce E. Rivers, on Facebook, or Men for Life. And both those are my pages. Or if you want to visit the church, it's Mount Moriah First Baptist Church. Me and Bubba come in the same church. Praise God.
Amen.
I thank you
Amen.
For listening to us. I can't go without praying. Father
right.
God, thank you for this endeavor. Thank you for
thank
these
you,
men. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for what they brought to the table and what they've, how they've enriched our lives with their music and with their love. Bless their families. Bless them in
thank
every
you.
Endeavor they
thank
have
you.
And all they do. We thank God for being men at the well, sharing our experiences so that someone may be able to look up and say, what must I do to be saved? I thank you for Tribe Family Channel. I thank you for Bruce George. And in Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gentlemen,
amen.
Much love to you. Talk to you later.
Much love to you, Pastor. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Blessed family.
Bye-bye. Right.
Never would have made it.
Amen.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I'm not afraid to
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made
it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never.